God's blessings to you as we continue a Bible study of Psalm 91 today. And as always, we want to begin with prayer. Lord, be with us and bless us as we look again at the Scriptures, and let your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us and help Scripture to interpret Scripture for us as we look at various passages and think of some of the picture images you use for yourself and your power, and the way that you strengthen us as your people, especially in Christ our Savior, and in your continuing care for us through him. Bless this study and care for us all as we pray in the name of Christ. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, we had taken a look at Psalm 91, and as I begin this study, I'll talk about a kind of a quick review of what we had seen in that passage. And then we'll go on to a few more ideas, and especially the term wings that I connect with Psalm 91. We saw a few weeks ago that Psalm 91 is related to the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness, one of the scripture readings that we have in this Lenten season that we're now in. The devil, in fact, quoted from Psalm 91, although he took it totally out of context, as he tried to get Jesus to jump off the pinnacle of the temple to do what the devil wanted, and then to see if God would really take care of him, as Psalm 91 promised, would that happen or not? And Jesus, of course, resisted that temptation and all the other temptations by quoting Scripture itself, by simply doing the will of God, not Satan's will. He knew what was really important for him and for us too, to listen to God and his word and not any other ideas that come from other sources. And Jesus was taken care of. And we heard in one of the readings we had connected with that, that even among wild animals, he was taken care of, as part of Psalm 91 speaks about as well, and as Jesus used a part of that passage also to speak of his care for his own disciples. And Jesus was helped and protected and strengthened in the wilderness as he was being tempted for 40 days, and he was protected by the Lord above all and his word, but angels were there to minister to him as well. And that protection continued until it was time for him to suffer and die in payment for our sins. And then he had to undergo the punishment we deserve for our sins at that time. But Psalm 91 emphasizes, as Jesus knew, trusting Almighty God, the Most High, and dwelling in his shelter, and knowing that he holds fast to us in his love for us, no matter what. We still will have troubles in this life, but the Lord will be with us and deliver us in the way that he knows best in every circumstance. And one day he shows us his salvation as he takes us to everlasting life. We have it already as we are in Christ as our Savior, but we'll see the fullness of that as we are called to heaven itself at our death. And then at the final resurrection of our body on the last day. Well, that's what Satan distorts, the care of God and his care and blessing for all of his people, including Jesus. That's what Satan distorts in this psalm and ignores its true message in trying to pull Jesus and us away from the Lord as our refuge and trying to get us to do foolish and hurtful things, what Satan wants, that would be against the will of God. And then I want to move on to that's kind of what we talked about last time as a review. And now I want to move on to another picture image that is in Psalm 91:4 and in some other places too. We have in that verse, God is pictured as gathering his people under his wings as a refuge and protection as well, being close to him, that he protects us as a bird would do with its little ones. And the word pinions is used there in some translations. Pinions are simply the outer part of the wings. But this passage suggests that God would gather and use all parts of his wings as well. And obviously, God is a spirit and doesn't have wings in exactly the same sense. But it's an image used in numbers of Psalms and other places, the protection that God provides as a bird would do for little ones. Three examples of that would be in Psalm 17:8, Psalm 61, verse 4, and Psalm 63, verse 7. And part of that would say, hide me in the shadow of your wings, the protection and the shadow too, that against anything that would be a danger to us. And in the shadow of your wings, I will sing for joy, says another psalm, Psalm 63, verse 7. And with that kind of continues the picture image of birds, little ones being protected as well, and singing for joy and knowing that they are safe and well. Boaz, in the story of Ruth, the book of Ruth, also says that as Ruth had left her Moabite gods, false gods, and had been brought to believe in the one true God, the God revealed among God's people in Israel and in the scriptures, Boaz says, it is under his wings she has come to take refuge. That, again, the care of God described as being under the Lord's wings and his care. And the point is, not the picture image itself, but that God cares about his people and watches over them and protects them. Wants them then to follow him and his will and stay close to him above all. Also, in prophecy in the Old Testament, God spoke through Malachi in Malachi chapter 4 of the Sun of Righteousness rising with healing in its wings. And when you look to the New Testament, you discover that that sun is actually Jesus coming into the world as a true man, as well as still being the Son of God, God the Son, and coming for our salvation. And an example of that is in Luke chapter 1, verses 78 and 79, where we hear in a prophecy that Zechariah gave about his son, John the Baptist, but the one whom John the Baptist would be preparing the way for, that's our Lord Jesus Christ. And Luke 1:78 says, the sunrise shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And that rising sun is really Jesus. And a number of places, including in Revelation 22, verse 16, Jesus calls himself the bright morning star. And our sun is a star, and so it's tying all of that together, that he's the real light, the real morning star for us as God's people. And that through that bright morning star, through Christ, Peter also says in 1 Peter 2:24 that by his saving work, the work of Jesus, by his wounds, his sacrifice for us on the cross, we have been healed. So that ties together the Old Testament prophecy of the Son of Righteousness coming with healing in its wings. And sometimes the sun is even pictured in ancient times as almost having wings and traveling across the sky during the day. And that kind of picture imagery is here again, and that Jesus is the ultimate sun and the bright morning star and the one who leads and guides us and brings us healing through all that he has done for us. And again, the idea of the wings that are there too, that that is described here. You could also look at the prophecy of Jesus and his healing in Isaiah 53, verse 5, and Isaiah 58, verse 8, where we hear that Jesus comes to bring healing for us as God's people, the forgiveness of our sins, and ultimately eternal life, where all the troubles and the sorrows of this life will finally be gone. And Jesus himself, then, in the New Testament, identifies himself as that one who brings these blessings to us. He's one with God, the God of the Old Testament, and Jesus shows that by using the same picture image for himself. In Matthew 23, verse 37, Jesus came to Jerusalem, and he sorrows over the people there and says, "How often would I have gathered your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not." And he came really to bring peace and protection to all people, but people can resist and reject him, and his wings of refuge and protection and blessing that he came into the world to bring. And sadly, many of his own Jewish people rejected all of that, and did that in Jerusalem, but at many other times as well. And again, the picture image of a mother hen and gathering the chicks under her wing. That's what Jesus' ministry was really all about, to gather people to himself and provide protection, and the picture imagery of wings for doing that. And all of this is to say that our primary protection is in God himself, the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But then this passage also in Psalm 91 talks about angels, created angels as messengers and protections for us. And you'll find that in Psalm 91, verses 11 to 12. And of course, we remember by reading other scriptures that some of those angels created by God rebelled against God and his will and weren't happy just to be angels. And Satan and other evil spirits were part of that. And now they try to work against God and his will. And as they tried to work against Jesus during his whole ministry and life here and all the temptations they threw against him. And Satan still tries to draw believers in Jesus away from Christ as he was trying to get Jesus away from his Father's will. So there's those evil angels, but there are also many good angels, angels who did not fall, but who now provide help and protection as God sends them on missions and that they do things on God's behalf. And Psalm 91, verses 11 to 12, is a description of that. And angels are spirits, but they can appear as people, or often are pictured as winged creatures, and other images also used. But see, for example, the seraphim, a kind of angel in Isaiah 6, verses 1 to 7, where Isaiah sees angels flying around, and they have numbers of wings as they do this. And that's one way they can appear. There are also cherubim, another kind of angel, and they're pictured in a different kind of way with wings, but also with the face of a person in some cases, and that of a lion as well. And you read that the cherubim were placed on the Ark of the Covenant in Exodus 25, verses 18 to 21. And the cherubim were also placed on the Holy of Holies in Solomon's temple. And you could read about that in 1 Kings 6, 21 and following. And again, angels are messengers of God, servants of God, to provide protection and help as well. And since they're sometimes described as winged creatures, that's why I'm lumping them in with these others in this particular study. And there's a story of Daniel in the lion's den, and he says that he was protected by the Lord's angel being present there and keeping him safe even while there were lions around him. Or you could look at Psalm 34, verse 7, and Matthew 18, verse 10, which speak of the same protective power of God's angels. And the Matthew 18 passage also talks about angels thinking about and watching over little ones, That's where you hear about guardian angels, and it's from passages like these that give us that kind of idea of the angels watching over us too and caring for us. And again, angelic winged creatures too, at least in the ways that they would sometimes appear. Okay, as I mentioned before, this protection does not mean that we will avoid all trouble, all tragedy in this life. For we live in a very evil, sinful world, and we can get caught up in that and have the effects of that upon us and our families and others as well. The promise is, above all, that God will care for us in the midst of trouble. And sometimes he will protect us, as many times he likely does, or we'd have much more trouble. Though Jesus predicts that even some will lose their lives for Christ's sake and in sharing the gospel. And we know from tradition, at least, and Jesus says that in Mark 8, verse 35, and we know that from tradition, all of the original disciples, of course, Judas was taken out of the picture by what he did, but all the rest died for their faith, seeking to share the faith with others, according to tradition, other than the Apostle John. And we don't always understand why God doesn't protect us in some situations and why he does in others. And we don't understand a lot of tragic events that happen in this sinful world. But we seek to trust, as God promised, that he can work all things out for good for us, as he says in Romans 8, verse 28. It's a hard thing, especially when we're right in the middle of a great tragedy, and we don't understand. But God's still there, and he still cares, and he's still at work for us, even though it may not be in the way that we would wish or desire at that moment. His ultimate goal is his love and care and eternal life for us through Christ. And remember that when Jesus himself was arrested in the garden the night before his death, he said that he could call 12 legions of angels to help him out if that was the plan and what God wanted. But instead, his father's plan was for him to suffer, be arrested and suffer and die and be condemned to die and suffer for our sins and all the things that he did for us for our salvation. He was not protected at that point, but paid the penalty for our sins. But it was for our good that all of that happened. And Jesus trusted his father all the way, as hard as it was to go through all of those things for us. So you have the angels also, and winged creatures. And again, wings that help and protect us. One more comment about wings then too, and the scriptures. The name eagles is for the birds that we know of still today as eagles, are mentioned 32 times in the Bible. They were around in the ancient world and in Israel and other places. And they can fly high and soar in the air. And their strength is sometimes compared with the strength that God can give us when we are spiritually tired and weary, whether we're young or whether we're old. And that picture image, again, is used in a numbers of places. And I say a little bit later on that eagles have been an inspiration to many cultures, including our American culture, from where I would speak, eagles are our national bird. And there's been an attempt to bring eagles back to many parts of our country, and that's been done successfully, so that we can once in a while see an eagle in many different places. And the way they soar in the sky, it's an impressive image. And again, the point is that the wings of eagles remind us of the ultimate strength we receive from the Lord. But if you go back to Isaiah 40, verses 28 to 31, we hear that the Lord is our everlasting God, the only true God, the creator of all things. He has unsearchable wisdom. We can't always understand him and his ways, but he has wisdom that goes far beyond all that we know. And he never grows weary. He's always there to help and protect according to his plans. And he can give strength and power to the faint. The Isaiah 40 passage says, and even youth and young men can be exhausted too. No matter what our age is, we can get tired and worn, not just physically, but spiritually too. But again, the promise of this passage is that those who wait on the Lord, keep trusting the Lord, will renew their strength and mount up with wings like eagles. Again, we won't literally have wings, but we could soar in our life and in our spiritual life too, as God blesses us and strengthens us and helps us to keep going sometimes when we don't know if we can, when the troubles and sorrows and difficulties come to us. It's again a beautiful picture image of eagles, but also of the great strength God gives to us. In Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5, David asks us also not to forget all of God's blessings by which he strengthens us: forgiveness, healing, redemption, steadfast love, and mercy. And finally, that passage in Psalm 103 says that he satisfies us with so much good that our youth is renewed like the eagles, like an eagle that can just soar and continue to fly for long periods of time. And we're renewed too, as if we had strength of our youth once again. It's again an image of inspirational birds, and the wings of eagle again reminding us of the strength that comes from the Lord and his many blessings. And the Lord continues to strengthen us also through his word, and especially through the good news of Christ, our Lord and our Savior, and all the care and protection and eternal life we receive through him. So I hope you'll take a look at these passages and see the idea of the Lord protecting us also with various kinds of wings, in that picture image of his care for you and for me, and that we can trust that the Lord will help us through no matter what our circumstances, and give us strength to keep going as hard as it is, and trusting him all the way through this life to everlasting life and whatever is coming in the future. So great, great promises of our Lord. And I'll just add as a footnote, I've gotten a little behind because I'm helping out a couple of other retired pastors, our church, because we've been without a pastor for about 7 or 8 months now. And we just today heard that our latest call, our third call to a pastor, has been accepted. And it's the Reverend Dr. John Bombaro. Pastor Bombaro is an easier way to speak of all of that, has accepted the call to come and be at our church. And that's a great joy and blessing for us. And we ask everyone to pray for him and his family He's a chaplain in the military and has to finish some things there. His family has been where he had been, serving in Prague in the Czech Republic in Lutheran missions. And they've got a lot to do before they come to our community around August 1st, and he begins his ministry here. But it was very good news that we heard today as I write and send out this passage. And a number of people are from that church that get this message. And so, in case anybody didn't hear it, that's the good news that can be shared today, too. And the Lord strengthens us, obviously, through His Word and His sacraments and the importance of pastors and teachers and others who serve us and help us as well. Let us close with prayer. Lord, we thank you again for your goodness and your mercy to us, and the psalm that we've been looking at, and many other scriptures that point to your goodness and the strength you provide for us, and the ways that you help us in good times and in difficult times. And we thank you that we can have protection under your wings in that picture image, and through your angels, and through all that you do for us as your people. As your people, and continue to care for us and give us strength when we need it, and help us to keep searching your word too, to hear this good news and to be encouraged in our life, even if we feel pretty weak and faint right at this moment or this time because of things going on in our own individual lives. Help us and bless us as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.